This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. All right. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and Trudy being Trudy? Who's Trudy? Truly. Truly being part of the conversation. You miss me? That's right. So, you know, I'm doing the same thing I tell you guys to do on a regular basis. Right? I tell you to get out there, get involved, get engaged, run for office. Whether you want to or not, run for office. And the reason I tell you that is who better to be on water boards, school boards, city councils, town councils, than those of you who believe you've got the right answer. You've got what it needs, you've got what it takes to make it happen, to keep your city safe, your town safe, your schools safe. I'm watching in my own race what's happening. The nasties that people spew, the ones that say love trumps hate, those people. They never, and I've got, after the election, I've got stuff I tell you guys. You're not gonna freak out. You're probably not even gonna be surprised. But I was thinking sometimes, you know, in a smaller town, people might be more, understanding because they know each other more, instead of just spewing what they believe to be the truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to get involved in the conversation. You know, especially in a small town, you see the hate just rising and rising and rising. And there's no real reason for it. It's just the fact that you're on different ends of the spectrum when it comes to politics. When did that happen? When did we become that way? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Yeah, I know, right? I've been talking so much lately, the voice is starting to go. But again, I really do appreciate it. Now, look, they're trying to blame President Trump for the bombings. Now, they haven't come on and said it's his fault. But what I love about this, when you're listening to these people talk, I don't even know how to find something nice to say about them, and here's why. Because the hypocrites are out there talking about how the president being negative has much bigger effect than a Maxine Waters or a Nancy Pelosi, or. Right? Now, they run around touting how much he's hated. They run around touting how much, you know, he's got a few lunatics that follow him. Right? So apparently it's those few lunatics that are listening to him, and they're going out, and they're, you know, sending out pipe bombs. Wait a minute, I don't think he's ever said to do that. I think it's been Maxine Waters that has said that you've got to go out and challenge people and get in their face. Right? It was Eric Holder who said you got to go out and kick them. Remember that? I mean, if you're honest with yourself, really, who's actually the group calling for violence? Who are the ones that are actually telling you to physically get engaged with Republicans or conservatives? Yeah, again, I never heard the left talk about those things. Send me a link. If I'm wrong, just simply send me a link. When Steve Scalise got shot, nobody took responsibility for that. Pelosi came out and said, we can't have this. This is just crazy. Our people need to stop, is what she should have said. Because the guy was a Bernie Sanders follower. He was a Democrat who went looking to shoot Republicans. We can do this all night. I don't want to do this. But my point is, interesting how they're willing to make a big deal and push this on the president, but yet when it's, you know, a House member or a senator, not a big deal. They're House members and senators. What's the big whoop? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the break. I'm sure he'll have something to say about this kind of thing. But, you know, I'm looking at the numbers in California. My prediction is the blue wave, and I don't even know what to call it. What's it going to be? A blue haze. Just kind of a, it'll push through, it'll go through. You'll see it. You'll be able to kind of recognize that it's blue, but it won't have any real effect. I really believe that. You know, as much as we say they're activated, they're ginned up, I'm looking at the numbers, especially in California. The Dems are out-registering people. They're all young people. And that's great. Young people don't vote. They just don't vote. You know, it's exciting for the moment. It's exciting when you're part of it at a high school or a rally or a park event or whatever. You know, Planned Parenthood comes in, gets everybody all ginned up over it. They get you registered to vote. You think they're ready to go? You think these teenagers really want to vote? They just want to do what all their buddies are doing in most cases. They don't have an idea what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I found this website. We're going to talk about it later on. It's Welcome to Christian Witches. That'll keep you on the edge of your seat. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back later with Corey Duncan. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
Actually, they call me Guinea Joe. Can you say chick-chicky-boom? Is that okay? It is on this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Before I bring my guests on, I got to tell you, I'm loving this because now they're saying that, you know, Trump needs to take responsibility for these bomb threats and the whole nine. Where were these same lunatics, right, when Kathy Griffin had the head in her hand, right? When we had singers that were calling about the assassination of a president. When we had, that washed-up singer, Madonna, right? The one that only wishes. Her real name should be Anti-Madonna. All right, and she's talking about wiping up the White House, blowing up the White House. Where were these lunatics then, right? And Steve Scalise gets shot, Where were these people? That's all I got to say. They don't mean any of this. This is nothing but drama from the left who want you to believe that they care about this stuff. Anyway, the guy who really has his finger on the pulse, really knows what's going on, is Corey Duncan, who joins me every week. I always appreciate his time with me. Corey, thanks for... Now we have two of us that are sane on the... Well, I'm not so sure about me, but we have two of us that are sane on the show.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. You and Tammy are awesome patriots, and I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room and on Facebook. God bless and continue to support positive conservative broadcasts.
There you go. I like it. There you go. Yeah. You know they only tuned in tonight for you, right? I mean, if it was me, I'd have like three listeners.
Well,
they love you.
Well, you know. Well, you know, we have our. I'm not going to call them stalkers. We have a new name for them. They call pirates.
Oh.
You know, we have our pirates that's trying to mimic and imitate us and stuff. And that's fine because, you know what, as Anna would say, and my beautiful wife Anna would say, is that we're just so gracious that now that we draw attention to something and that, you know, that there's a importance and people want to try to mimic us, but you can't mimic something that's original. So, you know, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that. You know, if you visit our page 47 times in a week, sign up. We know who you are, so you know, just go ahead and sign up. Instead of, you know, if you like our ideas, email us and sign. You know,
they're being stealthy.
It's not a problem.
They're being stealthy, don't you know?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You know, it, when you get older, you have to, you know, some things, the life moves like a motion picture. You just sit there, and it just goes past, and it's like you understand, and it's like you have to look the other way and take the high road and just continue on with your movement and just pray for them. That's all you can do because there's nothing else you can do. It's nothing else you can do for them because when you're trifling and you know, you try to steal people's ideas, you can steal all the ideas you want because our movement is 5-10 years down the road, not to, you know, whichever way the wind blows.
And the truth of the matter is, too, when you steal somebody else's idea, your heart isn't into it, it isn't directed by God, and you're going to fall flat on your face, okay? And you're going to look like the dolt that you really are. But anyhow.
Amen, sir. Amen. Amen. Look, I'm quite sure the Grassroots Conservative Association group is clapping their hands. All nine chapters around the country are clapping their hands about what you just said because they're tuned in tonight. I got a lot to say about a lot of the subjects that you just touched upon.
Okay, so before we get to the Grassroots Conservative Association, let's. I gotta poke you on a little bit of politics here. You know, I'm kind of suspect. Now you were in this world, I wasn't, and I'm kind of suspect, and I think it's the Italian in me really, is I'm all day. All these bombs that went out at the same time, they all went out to only Democrat leaders because, you know, the right is so known for violence, and it's only a couple, not even a couple, just about 2 weeks before the election, something smells bad, like, you know, an old pair of socks that somebody left fishing for too long. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to, you know, ever since this happened, Anna has been having to hold me back because I've been bursting at the seams for this Thursday night. I could have said it on our website, www.conservativegen.com. I could have said it on anything else, but I'm going to come on your show and say this. Okay, first of all, it's, you know, let me say this to all of the conservative broadcasters and podcasters that I, you know, we may not be in the same type of movement, but I think we are all in agreement that this is a false flag. I myself, when I first entered the Marine Corps, my MOS was Explosion Ordnance Disposal, 2332, MOS 2332. I don't think it's in change. I can tell you from looking not at the device, I can look at the wiring and tell you it's a hoax. Let me say this, because I know there's a lot of people that's listening there. And you know, it's interesting, like Monday morning after the Sunday night football or Sunday football, you got all of these armchair, they military people, who have never seen a day in the military, all of the personnel that know so much about how a person thinks, let's get into the mind of somebody that builds an explosive. Look, let me explain something to you. What idiot or what fool? Now, you know, it's very interesting. 2 weeks before our election, first you got people coming up from through Mexico, the invaders.
Yes.
Then you have all of these supposed to be weapons, and mind you, the Secret Service and the FBI and all of our intelligence agencies are the best of the best people. But what people need to understand outside of this realm is that when you take and you send something to the White House or you send something to someone else, you have to understand something. It passes through. This is not like sending a letter to Santa Claus at the North Pole, and he's going to say, oh, letter came from Joe. Let me cut and open it. It goes through at least 9 people's hands before it even reaches the chief of staff. And then it's written probably on a piece of paper, because it's not all on the original piece of paper or whatever it was that was sent. And the president, they read it to the president. If the president, you know, it's whether he wants to hit or he don't want to hit. So the thing of it is, and you know, it's very interesting. 8 years of Barack Obama, no one did this. It's interesting. The Clintons, no one did this until now, 2 weeks before. You know, it sounds like it's strategically put in place to get sympathy.
That's because people hate him so much. It gins up their hatred so much.
Joe, the man that I disagree with a lot of things I hear people say. But, you know, as I say again tonight, that all conservatives, broadcasters, we're in agreement. This is a false flag, and okay, it won't work.
We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. He's not going anywhere. I've got him duct taped in a chair. Corey Duncan will be with us after the break. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We are investigating all of this with great precision. I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest a person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far, O'Neill at a news conference in New York City.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is that time of the year, preparing home for the holidays. Don't sweat it. I've called in an expert. It's TV host, celebrity home designer, and expert craftsman, Chip Wade. Thanks, Chip, for joining us. Chip, we know it's important. We've got to start preparing our homes for the holidays. Why do we have to do it so early?
Well, it's, you know how things creep up on you. When you start thinking about the cold weather coming in, we're going to be spending a lot more time indoors, and we're thinking about guests coming into the home. We can't wait till the week before an event to get everything ready. So this is a great reminder that now is the time to start thinking about those things. So I got a couple of tips.
Chip, where can we go to learn for a good comprehensive list on improvements, appliances, the whole spiel?
I've actually set up, along with Sears, a great site at searshomeservices.com/fall. It's going to take you through a lot of these same tips we're talking about, but also point you right to the place where you can set up an appointment and get some of this stuff taken care of before the cold weather hits.
Please answer the question.
GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. There's a song with a whole different meaning to it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for being involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. But really, where it's happening is right here. We have Corey Duncan with us. He joins me every week. Always appreciate his time with us. And, Corey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for having me. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight and support, continued support of the grassroots initiative and educate grassroots conservative groups, associations group. Education initiative, and to continue to support our good friend Joe. Remember, get out next week. Vote Joe. Vote Joe.
Yeah, please. No matter where you are in the country, just write my name in. It's good. I'm serious.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I may become president. You never know. A vice president, something like that. Hey, so let's finish up with this, because I want to get to your initiative and what you're doing, with the great things that you're doing for kids and bringing back patriotism and God. Back into education, which is where it should be. There's no reason why, it's really funny that people will come out and tell me I shouldn't be on a school board because I'm a conservative and I believe in God. And I'm going, are you serious? I should be on a school board. I'm going to be more tolerant than some of you people, and I can prove it by what you write about me. But that's a story for another day. Anyhow, let's get back to what's going on, in the news, in politics, and to your point, where you didn't see much of this happening, and now all of a sudden you've got all these bombs, all this timing with the invasion force, with the bombs being put out, and do you notice how quiet the Democrats are on this invasion thing happening? Not a word, right? I mean, they're not saying anything.
Well, they're not going to, because, as I said before, strategically positioned for the elections. They know exactly what they're doing. They have people that they sit in meetings with, and they talk about what their strategy is, the DNC. And the DNC and the liberals you know, they're just really mad and upset people to begin with. And they're mad and upset people because the situation is this. You have a situation where they lost. They can't take losing, you know, and they want to make up that it, first it was about the Russians. And it wasn't. It's not the Russians. The Russians had nothing to do with President Trump, hands down, beating the out of Hillary Clinton. She's a poor candidate.
Yep.
So the thing of it is just the fact that they're sore losers. And now they want to try to steal the election. I saw a couple weeks ago 29 million illegals will be able to vote this come in 2 weeks for the elections. And I'm like, well, you know, they're going to try to steal the elections. Not electronically, but that way, by doing what they usually do, have people vote 9 to 10 times. Then you're bringing illegal people in the country, which the Democrats and people like George Soros is helping, which where I look at under the law in the Constitution, that's called treason. That's treasonous to have somebody do something like that. So, well, you know, if that's the case, that we should be locking up a lot of people because we already know it's a lot of, you know, provocateurs that's in this country and they like to do things and start, you know, keep it going and then try to blame President Trump for everything like they did with President Bush. Everything was President Bush's fault, but nothing is Barack Obama's fault. Just be happy, ladies and gentlemen.
Never.
Out there, all patriots.
Never was his
be
fault.
Happy.
You know what I said?
Be happy. Be happy we had the president that we had. Because if we had Barack Obama right now, Barack Obama would have let everyone in, the kitchen sink, the cat, the dog, the dinosaurs, he'd have let everyone in, and then when it became, you know, a problem, well, you know, you're being racist. And speaking about racist, this blackface thing, I want to speak on that, so real fast. My face is brown. I'm brown skinned. I'm black, but I'm brown skinned. Okay, I had no problem with nobody calling me a blackface or anything like that. Because, I mean, wait, you know, it's sad that we have started this with this politically correct. And, you know, I don't understand why. You know, I was listening to a TV show the other day. Oh, it was sick. Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. Blah, blah, blackface. Look, let me explain something to you. If we can stop being a bunch of wusses and start getting back to being real men and real women and stop worrying about someone, everything, you know, so Notre Dame should stop calling themselves the Fighting Irish. That's racist. You can't call Irish fighting Irish because, I mean, it's the most silliest thing I've heard.
And where's the name come from? And wait a minute. Where's the name? Because we got a lot of young people don't get it. The Irish
in my day,
you see, they're going to shut me down for this. The Irish in my day were known for being fighters. They were known for going off the handle really quick, you know, throw back a beer, and then they were ready to take you on. It was just the story of the day. It doesn't really mean anything negative. I could go on about Italians and blacks. It's crazy.
It's the same idiots that sit up. And you hear a lot of these shows, The View, and all of these people, and they would never have someone like me on there because it's just I don't meet their standards. You know, I'm serving the lemonade, so I don't. You know, I'm sucking up to you and this and that. You know, it's interesting to me how so many people got something. Everything is about race. Everything, but you know, it's funny how black comedians and the people on BET and Radio 1 networks in the morning got so, they want to, the white person says something about, but it's okay for a black person to stand up in a comedy, and doing comedy and make fun of white people. What about white people got offended? You know,
We're not allowed to.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's a double standard.
No, but wait a minute. You're going to love this. So four of my board members are white, and one is a black female, okay? So every one of them has supported me. Every one of them has wrote kind words about me. So I'm running ads on Facebook, and they're popping up with the kind words in the whole nine yards. The three white folks, because I'm the fourth one, okay, they are writing nasty. People on the left are writing nasty stuff about them. They need to be recalled. They need to be taken out. They're just as bad as Joe. The black trustee that wrote something nice about me, they haven't touched.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm a little dull. Does that mean anything?
Well, you know, like I said before, it's okay. You hear people like Chris Rock, and you hear people that's made money off of white folks and black folks and everyone else. But yet, you can, you know, isn't it like Wendy Williams and these type of people like that?
Yeah.
They sit up and they got a coffee mug in their hand. I can pass judgment on you, and you. If we could all just, I'm gonna use a term from the hood, stay in your lane and mind your business. And handle what you need to handle, this would be a whole lot better situation.
Now,
and I'm talking about people on the left and the right.
So listen, I have people say stuff to me because you'll say things that they perceive are racist, okay? You will say something they perceive as racist, and they want me to stop you. And I always say the same thing to them. I say, wait a minute, you mean a black man can't talk about the black community without being racist?
A black conservative can't.
Right?
A black conservative.
That's the only reason they're teed off. Is because you are a conservative man who happens to be black.
Lo and behold, Joe, I got a big surprise for people like that.
Uh-oh.
When you come back from your break, I'm going to have something to tell them that they're probably not going to like.
It's so
great to come on your show and tell you about it, because we don't really do it a whole lot on Facebook or YouTube like other folks. We have our website, and that's where we broadcast through, www.conservativeagain.com. My beautiful wife, Anna, every week continues her Constitution 101 last week.
Yeah.
The Bill of Rights, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Tune in and watch the beautiful Anna Duncan educate you about the Bill of Rights. But in a couple weeks, I won't say anything. She has a big surprise that she wants to talk about, and I cannot wait, because guess what, Joe? And I know a lot of people are going to fall out of the chair when I say this. I'm going to sit there, and I'm not going to say anything, because I'm going to be bursting at the seams for a whole segment. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let her tell.
Listen, if you sit there and you actually can be quiet through the whole thing without making a noise, I will give $50 to her favorite charity. Okay? How's that? Anyway,
we'll be back
in a minute. Corey Duncan will be with us. We're going to talk about the Grassroots Conservative Association. He's doing great things for young kids. You got to hang out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Me while I whip this out.
We are back. And Johnny can't be good because he's not taught properly. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, realside.com. Buy a mug. Some of you people are cheap. Christmas gifts are coming up. The mug is a good thing to buy. I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better in that. If it doesn't, not guaranteed. You don't get your money back. Then I got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Still makes a good Christmas gift. I'll sign it myself if you buy it through my website. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let's bring him in. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. Love this guy. I've gotten, you know, over the years, the more and more I get to know him, the more and more I like him. He's real. He's genuine. It's not an act. You don't play any games. He and I have been very... we can't turn the mic on during the break. I'll just put it that way. We're very blunt and honest with each other. And He's doing great things for kids. He could be doing other stuff right now. He really could be relaxing and just doing a whole bunch of nothing. But he's decided not to. He's decided to do what I keep telling you people to do, which is get involved. Get involved in the community. Get involved. The reason you don't hear me a lot lately is I'm out running for office, and I am, let's just say it's a challenge. I'll put it that way, all right? And I want you to do the same thing. Help people run for office. Help the people you know will win, will not win, will do the right thing. Help them for office. You run for office. If we don't step up, we lose it. It's really that simple. If you don't show up in the game, you lose. Corey, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. God bless everyone. And I want to say a big hello to my birthday children, Tristan, Chandler, and my beautiful daughter, Cornessa. All the birthdays in October. So everyone that has a birthday, happy birthday. And thank you for having me.
I think Cornessa is my funnest. Cornessa is my favorite one, I think.
Yes,
you know?
He is. Yes, he is. And, you know, that's why I say a couple months ago, and Joe, as I always like to tell people, tell the story real quick. And, you know, when I got my start, you gave me my start, and, you know, you took the training wheels off about a year or so ago. I've been in this for about 2.5, almost 3 years, and I've seen a lot of people that's I can say snakes and very trifling, especially on the right. And that's why we stepped away from the politics, and now we're in a part of this that it has excelled it's excelled more than what we ever thought that it would in a couple months. And I try to talk about this and not get choked up, but it's a family. It's a family situation with a lot of good people like yourself, Tammy, Cleveland, A. Rhodes, and I don't have nothing bad to say about anybody that's in another part of the movement. If that's your part of the movement, then God bless you. But please, whatever you do, remember that piracy is illegal, and also that a lot of the things that we have trademarks and copywritten. So please be careful of how you take and use other people's words and try to mimic us, and we'll try to take and mimic our part of the movement, because our part of the movement is genuine, and we're sincere and dedicated to the youth and the preservation of young America. We don't just say this to try to make a buck or whichever way the wind blows, because we have an agenda. We have goals. The Grassroots Conservative Association Group, which I'm a founder, my wife Anna is a co-founder, we're based in Houston, Texas, and we are non-profit. We're not trying to make a buck off of anyone. Most of our events are free. You go to our page, and you'll see we have events for next year, our golf tournament, and our first annual Grassroots Conservative Association Group charity pro-am is in Houston, Texas. Go to our page, www.conservativegen.com, and our Rock in the Red in July is going to be totally awesome. Getting away two $25,000 scholarships and six $1,000 scholarships. So we're not trying to make a buck off of anyone. This is about young Americans and yep. youth and educating them. And guess what? I got another big surprise for a lot of people. As everyone likes to say, I'm the strategist of our strategists, and I always got a plan. But remember this, my friend, what comes after high school? What comes after high school, Joe? College. College comes after high school. By 2025, the Grassroots Conservative Association Group will be opening two colleges. By 2025, 2023 or 2025, we'll be opening up two colleges. I can't wow. say where or whatever, but I can tell you it's already in the works. Because guess what? Here, we believe education is power, power is education, and also we're changing one young patriot. You change their heart, first their mind, then their hearts, or their hearts and their minds, whichever way it comes, whichever way it happens, that's what we're doing here. We're strictly dedicated and sincere. We don't go to somebody's page 47 times in a week. Hey, if you bet about us, sign up. Don't come peeking. And you know, I'm not going to go negative. I'm going to keep everything positive. They know who they are because he or she got their cronies, and they listen to this, and that's okay, that's fine. But guess what? I'm gonna tell you like my beautiful wife Anna says, we're flattered because guess what? we actually got people talking about young Americans, and that's what it's all about. So while everyone is trying to make things negative and trying to make it seem like that we're negative, we're not negative. We just call people out on things. We've been like this, Joe, you know, for the last couple of months, and it has excelled. It has really excelled. 9 chapters around the country. New chapter in Atlanta, Georgia. We are moving. We're on the move. We don't have time, and we understand where we are, and we have a 5-10-year plan, and that is one of our big plans, is to start the grassroots, or start the Christian conservative colleges in 2023. Whether it's in Texas, Utah, it doesn't matter. We're going to start, and we got some other projects that I'm not going to speak of, but they're already in the works, and I'm telling you, this is a game changer, and that's what we need, because just teaching these kids at a high school level, yep, and then they go on and get out here with these liberals, we need to go and have a next level of education, and by golly, if I'm not here to see it, my beautiful wife will be, or my children, and it will get done, trust me.
Oh, listen, no, I know you could be, let's just say you could be a driving force, I'll put it that way, okay? When you really want to get something done. And that's the way it needs to be. That's how successful people are. And again, people need to realize that you're not doing this for you. You're doing it for the need that you see out there, and we do need God-centered, patriotic schools. I don't care if they're elementary, high school, and then on to college. We need these things. You know, when you asked me earlier what happens after high school, you know, one of the things, or a lot of people, it's life, because they don't want to go on to college, or, you know, they haven't had a good experience. But you get them ginned up, you get them excited, get them, help them find their passion, and they will continue on with education.
But I've been busting at the seams, and you know, me and you both know a lot of awesome, just great young Americans right now, and I got introduced to one through you a couple weeks ago, and I was just totally... I was speechless at the young lady, and the whole thing of it is that this is what we are about. We're not on here to entertain people on Facebook or our website. We're here for education. That's what we're here for. You don't have to like Corey. You don't have to like Anna. You don't have to like none of us. But this is an education initiative with people, and I am surrounded by so many educated, so many people that understand exactly the Christian conservative education that you need to succeed in this life. Not just stuff of being trifling and trying to hoop and holler or whatever. We don't care about people. If we don't care about your movement. We don't care about your rallies. No. We don't care. We have summits. We have things where people educate and teach things, not to get a buck, not to do this or sell this or sell that. We're privately financed by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group, who I am the founder, and so I can tell you that we have a whole lot of projects that's going to be happening soon. And I was bursting at the seams all this week when we got this straightened out that about the colleges. And that's our next step. And I'm just too focused to be me and Anna and our family and you and Tammy and Cleveland A. Rose and a couple other people, Dave Goss or Andrew Tate. We're too focused and understand exactly what this part of the movement is trying to do. Trust me, this part of the movement, we have agenda. We have goals. You can't sit and ask us, well, what's your next step? Well, I don't know. Well, then that means you never had no plans. Your plan is what?
Look, you said it a minute ago, okay? The young lady we were talking about, you know, here's a young lady who had some parental support, but she had no business support. She didn't have anybody who could really start bringing people around her. And the things that she was doing on her own with little money, because it's in her heart. It's what she was called to do, and she took that calling, and she's running with it. She's making things happen, and she's turning kids on. And you know what? Up until guys like you step up, there weren't many people that were helping her. She was just a kid, right? But you saw it in her heart, because I heard you just talking about it. I saw it, and a few other people are seeing it, and now she's picking up some speed, you know?
Awesome. And everybody can reach us at www.conservativegym.com. Please come to our website. Don't peek. Sign up. And one more thing, too.
Quick.
Hey, LeBron. LeBron, let's see you step up and start two colleges. Hey,
I know.
Let's see you start doing that. Right.
And they got it in their cookie jar, for God's sakes. Anyway, always a pleasure, Corey. Thanks for being with me. We're going to put your
Thank
stuff
you.
Up on our website. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. Listen, don't get worried about all this stuff going on in the stock market. David Fisher joins us to discuss. We'll be back in a few minutes.